My first day back for the fall semester, I swore to God the hallways had shrunk, claustrophobic tunnels closing in around me, ricocheting with the hyped-up thrum of students as they reunited in boisterous, showy hugs. White teeth, fresh skin, clear eyes shining with anticipation of all the good things coming their way. I snaked along, hurrying past them, head down. Is this really my life? Is this everything? And then I met Tyler. It was September 2012, the third week of the fall semester, a Tuesday. I had taught my morning composition course. On my way to my next class, I stopped at the library to deal with some overdue fines. At the front desk, a work-study student played with her phone as I explained that while, yes, the books had been returned a few months late, faculty were exempt from penalties. Eventually, without a glance up, she tapped at a computer. Okay, she said and sighed, then grabbed a book from the shelf behind her and passed it to me.
This came in for you.
I had put in a request for it months ago and had forgotten all about it. I started to thank her, but before I could say anything, she was back at her phone. I checked the time. I was already late. I rushed from the library, down the steps, and across the quad, dodging a student making hazy, careless loops on a scooter. A group of boys, peacocking and shirtless, tossed a frisbee across the grass. I made it to the building, Taft Hall, carved across the stone entrance in pious letters, and was about to sprint up the steps when the high snap of a voice stopped me. I turned to look. There, at the other side of the landing, two students stood, arguing. One was tall and broad-shouldered, high Roman forehead topped in a pile of dark curls. The other was smaller and stood rigid, legs clamped in a wide stance, as if to block any sudden movement. The morning sun caught his fairer hair, quick flashes of heat. He raised his voice again, but I couldn't make out the words. Whatever was going on, the taller one looked relaxed, almost leaning back, long, ropey arms loose at his sides. I was wondering what could be such a matter of life and death to cause a scene like this when, above me, a voice called out.
Hey, Dr. Lawson, come into class?
I looked up. A smiling student held the door for me.